It was significant that Cardinal Schönborn of Vienna, son of divorced parents, was selected to present the key concepts at the heart of this new document. Important, too, that he suggested bishops should read the text with the help of married men and women who are grappling with the daily mix of enjoyment and struggles that family life presents. Because in its 9 chapters, he said, Pope Francis speaks about families with a clarity that's hard to find in any other teaching documents of the Church. Having said that, be warned, this is not a text that can be read in a hurry or summarised in a few sentences. It ranges from biblical and spiritual reflections on the family through very practical discussions of love, sexuality and the education of children to the many contemporary challenges of unemployment, inadequate housing, migration and violence that have an especially damaging effect on families. But throughout its 250 pages, as the Austrian cardinal made clear, something has changed in the way the Church speaks about people's personal lives. Judgmental expressions such as living in sin or irregular situations, he says, have been replaced by a language of welcome, inclusion and accompanying every person at whatever stage of life's journey they find themselves. It's clear, the document says, that we need a healthy dose of self-criticism to see just how the way we present our Christian beliefs and treat other people has contributed to the crisis of family life today. It's not just linguistic change either. At the core of Pope Francis's vision in this text is the concept of personal and pastoral discernment of particular cases, recognizing that the Church cannot simply judge all marital breakdowns or non-conventional relationships in the same way. Instead, pastors must learn to listen to each person's story and make room for the consciences of the faithful who are capable of carrying out their discernment in very complex situations. But what does this mean in practice, I hear you ask? Well, the definitive answers, the Cardinal said, are found in paragraph 300, where the Pope says neither the Synod nor this exhortation could be expected to provide a new set of general rules, canonical in nature and applicable to all cases. One size just doesn't fit all, as every parent knows perfectly well. Furthermore, the Pope says it's not he but the bishops in different countries who are best placed to seek solutions that are culturally sensitive to local traditions and practice. Pope Francis trusts in the joy of love, it's quite clear, though he does say he understands those who prefer a more rigorous pastoral care which leaves no room for confusion. But if we see everything as black and white, he warns, we close off God's way of grace and growth. Instead, we must respond to people with generous love to help them overcome barriers and be fully welcomed into the life of the Church, including, if you read the footnotes carefully, with the help of the sacraments, which are not a prize for the perfect, but a powerful medicine and nourishment for the weak. So is this document overturning traditional Church teaching on marriage and the family? Absolutely not. The text is full of quotes from previous popes and is a passionate endorsement of the joy that family life can bring. And while it doesn't provide cut and dried answers to all the challenges, it certainly does try to raise the questions and ensure that the Church keeps the door open to the ongoing conversation. I'm Philippa Hitchin.